fuel prices reduced. Catholic bishops call for credible and transparent 2026 general elections. And in global news, Guinea-Bissau's opposition leader released from jail after months behind bars. With the Phoenix FM main news. The Energy Regulation Board, ERB, has reduced fuel pump prices for the month of February 2026, attributing the downward revision to favorable movements in international oil prices and an appreciation of the kwacha against the United States dollar. The pump price of petrol has been adjusted from 29 kwacha 92 ngwe per liter to 27 kwacha 88 ngwe per liter. Diesel has been reduced from 25 kwacha 11 ngwe per liter to 24 kwacha 15 ngwe per liter. Kerosene has been revised from 23 kwacha 88 ngwe per liter to 22 kwacha 24 ngwe per liter, while Jet A1 has been reduced from 25 kwacha 53 ngwe per liter to 23 kwacha 8 ngwe per liter. ERB board chairperson James Banda explains that since the last fuel price review on 31st December 2025, the international price of petrol declined by 7.89%, falling from $73.25 per barrel to $67.47 per barrel, while diesel prices also fell by 3.80% from $79.93 per barrel to $76.89 per barrel. In a statement, Mr. Banda Faiza noted that kerosene and Jet A1 prices declined by 4.05% from $82 per barrel to $78.68 per barrel. He says in addition to the decline in international oil prices, the exchange rate during the month of January 2026 appreciated by 10.6%, strengthening from an average of 22 kwacha 30 ngwe per $1 at the beginning of the month to an average of 19 kwacha 94 ngwe per $ at month end, allowing for a reduction in domestic fuel pump prices. Mr. Banda says the new prices shall come into effect at midnight on 31st January 2026 and will remain in effect until revised by the ERB. The Zambia Conference of Catholic Bishops, ZCCB, has called on the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, to conduct the August 2026 general elections with independence, professionalism and impartiality, stating that electoral credibility is the foundation of peace and democracy. In a pastoral letter signed by the bishops, the clerics have stressed that transparency must characterize the entire electoral process, from voter registration and campaigns to voting, counting and transmission of results, noting that a peaceful election cannot exist without a credible process. The church has reminded ECZ that the Electoral Code of Conduct under Statutory Instrument No. 87 of 2020 is binding, not optional, and highlighted provisions relating to free and fair elections, the prohibition of intimidation and violence, and equitable access to public media. Meanwhile, the bishops have urged political parties to conduct issue-based campaigns focusing on the rising cost of living, national debt, economic growth, youth unemployment, and national unity, rather than insults, tribalism, and character assassination. The pastoral letter also reaffirmed the church's non-partisan role, cautioning clergy against aligning with political interests and barring the use of church premises for campaigns. ZCCB has further urged voters to treat participation in elections as a moral responsibility, encouraging citizens to vote conscientiously and reject inducements, fear, and tribal loyalties. The bishops have further advised Zambians to elect leaders of integrity, vision, and competence who are committed to fighting corruption, promoting unity and safeguarding human dignity. Political historian Bizet Piri has described as unacceptable the conduct exhibited by Kasama Central Member of Parliament Sibongile Mwamba during the recent Kasama mayoral by-election. Commenting on Ms. Mwamba's appearance in UPND party regalia during the campaign period, Professor Piri said it was inappropriate and misleading for a sitting member of parliament to openly display opposition party symbols while still serving under the ticket of another political party. He explained that while Ms. Mwamba has the right to associate with any political party of her choice, she has an obligation to clearly state her political allegiance to her electorate in order to avoid confusion. Professor Piri has further stressed that no individual can serve two political parties at the same time.
And it becomes a problem if one, you know, you may support another party, but for one to go and wear an regalia of the opposition party, which you don't belong, that becomes a challenge. Even for the people on the ground themselves, how do they associate with such a member? Is this to their MP, or now this person has changed completely, is no longer a member of the MP? But we've seen other members who have declared that come 2026, they will not stand on the PF.
Christian Democratic Party Secretary General Dr. Kephas Mukuka has advised the New Dawn government to draw lessons from this year's delayed payment of farmers who supplied maize to the Food Reserve Agency, saying the situation has exposed weaknesses that need urgent attention to protect the interests of farmers. Dr. Mukuka says it is important for the Treasury to set clear priorities when addressing national issues, especially those that directly affect farmers. He notes that agriculture remains a critical sector and any delays in payments have serious economic and social consequences. Dr. Mukuka has stressed that the delayed payment of farmers should serve as a major lesson for the government going forward, saying timely payments encourage farmers to remain productive and committed to supplying maize through formal channels.
We should set our priorities, our goals. Why not divert to go and clear the peasant farmers who had delivered their merchandise to the Food Reserve Agency? Because if we neglect those peasant farmers, trust me, it will have negative repercussions. Bogus businessmen are going to take advantage of the vulnerability of the peasant farmers. Then they'll go and swindle them, get the merchandise or the commodity, take it across borders, make profit. And this is going to raise now pandemonium in the nation.
The Mine Workers Union of Zambia, MUZ, and Lumwana Copper Mines have concluded negotiations on salaries and conditions of service for the year 2026, resulting in a 13% salary increment for unionized employees. These agreed adjustments translates into an increase of approximately 1,100 kwacha for the lowest paid unionized workers and about 2,500 kwacha for the highest paid employees within the bargaining unit, alongside improvements in selected conditions of service. Speaking at the conclusion of the negotiations, MUZ General Secretary George Mumba says the outcome demonstrates the importance of collective bargaining and worker unity, noting that the successful conclusion reflects effective engagement between labor and management. Mr. Mumba observes that Lumwana Copper Mines is entering a new phase following the launch of the $2 billion super pit expansion in October 2024, an investment expected to transform the mine into a long-life, top-tier operation by 2028.
This outcome reflects the strength of collective bargaining and the unity of our members. As union, we recognize that Lumwana is entering a phase through the $2 billion super pit expansion, launched in October 2024, which is expected to transform the